What's up, my beautiful people? You are now listening to Posi Vibes, the podcast all about positivity with your host, Kalo. What's up, y'all? Tune in and let's vibe. What's up, beautiful people? Welcome to today's episode of Keep That Same Energy. To keep updated, follow me on Instagram at @Klo_PosiVibes. I hope y'all enjoyed the episode. Let's get right into it. Keep that same energy, period, Pooh. We like to use this phrase often, but here is what it really boils down to for me. It's a phrase that ultimately encourages individuals to maintain the same energy of enthusiasm and optimism through whatever phase or situation they're in. Kind of like another phrase we use. I'm just matching your energy. Now, y'all, that's my favorite one. I'm always going to match energy, period. So here's how I want to apply pressure for everyone's end of the year, beginning of the year mindset about setting goals and making New Year's resolutions. It's easy to start the year with a positive attitude, but as time go on, it can be challenging to keep the same level of energy and commitment to achieving our goals. Trust me, I get it. I kind of always start the year off with something, and then I kind of lose that momentum, the ball drop, but we're going to do better. One way to keep the same energy is to remind ourselves of the reasons why we set those goals in the first place. It's essential to keep in mind the benefits and the rewards that come with accomplishing our objectives. You know, we start something and when we finish it, sometimes we like super excited. We feel accomplished. We feel productive and that feels good. And then other times we start something and we're like, man, I started it and the momentum was going. I had good thoughts and I was hopeful. But here I am, still eat McDonald's. I'm just saying. That's my business, though. Another way is to surround ourselves with supportive people who will encourage and motivate us to keep pushing forward. It's crucial to maintain a growth mindset. Y'all know how I feel about that. Which means seeing challenges as opportunities to learn and grow. Challenges don't mean roadblocks. It don't mean stop. It don't mean keep going. We can overcome the fear of having challenges to things that we don't know how to do or even know how to get through. But you got this. I got this. Setbacks and obstacles should not discourage us from pursuing our goals. Instead, they should motivate us to work harder and smarter. One thing I always say is work smarter, not harder. And that's just the reverse. I'm feeling good, y'all. Keeping that same energy requires consistency, determination, and a positive mindset. It's not always easy, and I get it, trust me. Life be lifing. And sometimes I just need that comfort food. Sometimes I need just a lazy day. But with the right mindset and support, we can achieve our goals and make the most of this upcoming year. Keep the same energy. Looks like making plans for being healthier, working out, and focusing on wellness. Let's be whole. let's be whole. Don't give up mid-year. Try and stick to it. They say how you start a thing is how you finish it. How you do anything is how you do everything. I'm going to say that one more time for the people in the back of the car who's listening too. How you start a thing is how you finish. How you do anything is how you do everything. I'm going to let that manifest in y'all thinking process. Y'all get into that and let it be good. Ultimately, the way we approach any task in our lives can have an impact on our overall success. Being mindful of our attitudes and habits towards small tasks, we can work towards developing positive habits that will ultimately translate into success in all areas of our lives. So, to keep up, and I mean keep up, that means get through, that means keep trying, that means keep pushing, with the plans of being healthier and staying fit, it is essential that we bring some structure and routine into our daily lives. So here are just a few tips to help you stay on track. Set specific, achievable goals. So define your health and wellness goals. Break it down into small, achievable goals and milestones. This will ultimately help you monitor your progress and stay motivated. Don't have this big grand plan that ultimately is not achievable at this moment in your mindset. Start off small. We got to crawl into this thing. And when you learn how to crawl and you got it and you working through it, then you get up and you walk and you take your time even then. Because you might stumble and catch yourself at McDonald's in the line. And then you can say, you know what? I done fell into the wrong line. I done fell into the wrong line, okay? But make achievable milestones. I'm sorry, that thing tickled me. Another thing, exercise regularly. That's my struggle. Regular exercise is crucial for maintaining good health. Find a workout routine that works for you. Talking about myself. I'm really talking to myself, y'all. Find a workout routine that works for me. Whether it's hitting a gym, taking a yoga class, that's for me, or going for a run. I'm not there yet, but I'm on my way. So go out for a run in the park or at the beach or at the gym or on a track. Whatever fits you where you feel like you're comfortable and you're supposed to be there. Eat a balanced diet. A balanced and nutritious diet is essential for good health as well. You know, that's in addition to regular exercise. So eat a balanced and nutritious diet. That looks like including plenty of fruits, vegetables, fruits, whole grains, lean proteins, and healthy fats in your meals. Stay hydrated. Take a bottle of water with you. I don't necessarily like water too much. Sometimes I be in the mood for it, and then sometimes I'm like, baby girl, you got to add a little lemon, a little cucumber, a little mint, because you're struggling through this water. And if that's what you have to do to encourage yourself to stay hydrated, do it. That's your business. Get enough sleep. Adequate sleep is necessary for the body to repair and rejuvenate. Aim for at least 7 to 8 hours. Now, I'm more on the 5-hour range, But that's because I have two kids under two. And we still working out this new realm of motherhood. And so I'm almost there. I'm working my way up. As they work their way up, I'll be there. And I'll be able to be the best version of myself. I'm already, you know, a good version, but I'm working on the best version of myself. And that requires to have adequate amount of sleep. And lastly is maintaining stress. Manage the stress. I talked about this last week in the episode. And if you haven't heard it, go back and listen to that episode because it's good for you. The holiday season is near us, is here. So manage stress. Stress can have a negative impact on our health. So find ways to manage stress, such as meditation, yoga. I love the yoga. Deep breathing exercises. Y'all, just remember one thing. Remember, consistency is key when it comes to maintaining a healthy lifestyle. Keep that same energy and stay committed to your wellness journey and goals throughout the upcoming year. Do not forget that we are BMW, Blacknificent, Mindful, and Whole. Same vibes, my friend. Peace and love.